Partner Esther.
Hello again.
Oh, hello.
We're not going to start till about 10 after.
Okay, so I'm going
to.
Yeah, because I'm making something to eat. I'll call back in 10 minutes. How's that?
That's fine.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
How are you?
No, I'm fine. I didn't get very far in the other class. I had an interruption, so here I am. Hopefully I won't get another one.
Hopefully. We're not going to be starting till about 10 after, so.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and hang up and come back on.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Esther.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
We're just waiting for a few people to come here in Atlanta, so not yet ready to start, but getting close.
Okay. No worries.
Welcome.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, we're just waiting for a couple of people to arrive here.
Okay.
From the
I'll hold on.
But we'll be started. Actually, now that there's two of you on the phone, I think I'll just start. Hold on one second.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and mute.
Okay. Okay, so let's start. Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa, Gedula Chemincha, Tati. Gimel Yitav Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun. The letters of the month of Kislev. The Gimel that created the planet Tzedek, the planet Jupiter, the planet of righteousness, and the Samech that created the constellation Keshet, which is the astrological sign of Sagittarius. Some people call it the bow or the rainbow, others call it the archer. Together, the Samech and the Gimel have a gematria of 63, which connects us to the energy store called the Sephirah of Bina. Na gibor dorshe yichudcha kevavat shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem tacharem rakame sitkatcha tamid gamlem. Petetresh tzaditav gimel. Chasin kadosh berov tuvcha nael adatach. Pet kuf bet. et nunayin. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokre kedushatach yud gimalamet pei zayim kuf. Shavatenu kabel ushma tziakatenu yodea talumot shin kufav tzadiyutav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We're now going to separate between the right and left columns, between the positive and negative aspects of that creation. And we're going to utilize the 13 attributes of mercy to do this. Adonai Yohe Wahe, Adonai Yohe Wahe, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Berav Chesed Ve'emet, Notse chesed la'alafim, notse avon vafesha, v'chata'a v'nakei. We're now going to say the verses that connect us, and since I don't have them written out here or memorized, I will just say a few. We say a verse that connects us to the year 5777, and what I have in my memory is the three words that come that we're able to create from the first letters of the five words that are in the verse, which is Lamentations chapter 3 verse 52. I don't remember the five words, but the three words that come from the first letters. It's Tzatz Ki Yach, and this translates as to appear like brothers. And this is the energy of the year 5777, the year of the goat. And the eighth year, it's the eighth verse of the Anabakah, we say in a whisper. I will say it out loud for the purposes of teaching. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed. I'm now going to read a verse from the Zohar. I'm reading from the verse in the parasha of Noach raising hands during the prayer. I'm going to read verse 130, and we'll start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kudsha barichu ishkinte bitkilu urkimu udhilu. Udhilu urkimu. Liakta shem yudhe bavavhe biyichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, la sok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kolenei aleinu maasei yadeinu kolenehu. Tachatei hai ketz kol basar, kol riuteya lavihu, ela bevisra, tadir ugin. Kach tikuna devisra, tadir legabeya, v'al da'i krein, ketz kol basar, v'kadihu, shalit, shalit, al gufa, v'la al mishmeta, mishmeta, salka, Leatra uvisra. It yehev latar da. Kegavna dach vikarvana. Diruta sal had uvisra la'atar had. Come and see. The sole desire of this end of all flesh is flesh alone. All that is done with the flesh in any instance is only for his sake. That is why he is called the end of all flesh. And when he rules over the body, which is the flesh, but not over the soul. The soul returns to its place, while the body, namely the flesh, is given over to this place, namely the end of all flesh. It is the same with the offering, as the desire goes to one place and the flesh to another. Are there any questions? Today's class is a continuation, teaching a little bit more about the Anabakoa and the handout that I'm going to use about the Anabakoa, which is in basic class number 2 on the Revealed Wisdom page, is the last link where it says the Tikkun HaNefesh. I believe it has some additional words like with instructions or things, something like that. I don't remember it exactly. But on this Tikkun HaNefesh, each of the 17 boxes is marked with a number so that you know by following the numbers you're able to follow the order of the process of going through the Tikkun HaNefesh. To explain what is the Tikkun HaNefesh, the translation of the terms, Tikkun means correction, and Nefesh is the lowest level of soul. The Nefesh is said by the Torah, taught in the Torah, to be within the blood. And it's essentially your immune system, your white blood cells. When you're doing this Tikkun HaNefesh, essentially you are strengthening your immune system. And you're moving through these 17 boxes to different parts of the body, but it's really different parts of the soul. Because when you look at a body, you're looking at the soul, which is internal to the body. So understand this well. In order to heal the body, you must heal the veils that are upon the soul. You must break them. You must tear them away. This is the essence of the body-soul relationship. Our actions veil our soul. And as our soul becomes more veiled by more negative actions, that's when the body can be attacked by the negative system. If you look at box number 1, and feel free to ask any questions as I go through this. As you look at box number 1, it's the Keter. Now, the English word here is skull, because there is no idea of the Keter, because the meaning of the word Keter is crown. And a crown is outside of the body. So this is essentially the source, the seed level of your body. The first part of the body that starts to grow is the seed level. So some people will say it's a DNA, but it's really the idea of something that is outside of the body that starts the process of growing the body. if you look at a seed before it's planted in the ground, and if you could open up that seed, you would be able to see the four stages of development of the plant or the tree, if it was a seed for a tree. You would be able to see the root. You would be able to see the trunk. You would be able to see the branches, and then the leaves. Ultimately, the leaves represent the fruit. So all of those levels are in the seed. When the root comes out of the seed disappears. And that's the idea of the Keter. It's there, but it's not there. It's there, but it's concealed in the other parts of the body. And that is the idea that the nefesh, the soul, is in the blood that flows through all parts of the body. This is the Keter. It's there, but it's not there. And every part of our body has its own Keter, because every part of the body has those same four levels of development. And that's why when you go through this, you'll see the name Havaya, or the Tetragrammaton, the four-letter name of God, and each of those letters are relating to that part of the body. Now, the Keter itself, we have the Tetragrammaton with a particular vowel called the... I always get the Patach and the Kamatz mixed up. So I believe it's the Kamatz. And we concentrate on this as the skull, as the top of our body, the seed level of our body. Box number two is Chachma, the right brain. And that is with the vowel Patach. And Patach means open, or comes from the same root representing openness. But the right brain, the idea of Chachma, the Sefirah of Chachma, has a gematria when it's spelled in Hebrew. You don't see it on this page, but when it's spelled in Hebrew, the gematria is 73. It's koach, ma, two Hebrew words. One, koach is power, and ma means what? What is the power of what? Or what is the power? But this idea of 73 is the number 72 plus a kolel. Now, kolel is a difficult thing to... It's not a difficult thing to understand, but it is initially. Because the kolel represents the unifying force that brings everything together to be unified. It's like... If you look at a telephone wire, the telephone cables, if you cut it, you would see many different wires within that one cable. The cable, the surrounding plastic that brings all those wires into unity, that's the kolel. The kolel sometimes can be one. We add one to the gematria. Sometimes we add one for each letter of the word. In this particular case, it's 72 plus the kolel is 73. That's the gematria of Chachma. 73 represents this idea of 72 plus 1, which is the number 72 represents the number connected to Chachma, to wisdom, which is what the Sefirah of Chachma represents, the idea of what is power, or what is the power. the power of what? This is an inner essence of wisdom. Box number three is its opposite on the left column, meaning Bina, representing the left brain, representing the idea of understanding. Bina translates as understanding. Bina is the energy store. It's a practical level. It represents our logic. It represents our consciousness, what we recognize, whereas Chachma represents our unconscious. Now, when we get to the right eye, we are dealing with the Sephirot of the head. And if you look at this page, almost half the page is represented by the Sephirot of the head. When we get into the body, it's starting with box number 11. But the right eye represents Chachma in the head. It represents wisdom of the head. Now, the word eye in Hebrew is ayin, like the letter. Its gematria is 130. You'll notice there are five tetragrammatons. 5 times 26 is 130. This is the reason for the five being there, although the five also represents the five worlds. The number 130 has two additional connections that are meaningful in the context of your meditation. One is the word sulam, which means a ladder, and one is Sinai, as in Mount Sinai. Both of these words represent a connection to a step-by-step growth to wisdom, or to understanding, or to both. Box number 5 is for the left eye, but it's again using the gematria of the word ayin, the 130. Box number 6 is your right ear. Have you ever asked the question, why is your ear below your eye? Because the ears represent Bina. The eyes represent Chachma in the frame of the head. If you look at the gematria of this spelled out tetragrammaton, Yud, Yud Vav Dalet is spelled out Yud. He is spelled out the letter He. Vav, Vav Aleph Vav, spells out the letter Vav. And Hey Hey is a second of the three ways of spelling the letter Hey. Can also be spelled Hey Aleph. If you add up the gematria of the spelled out name, it's 58. Why? Because when you look in the box that says 8 and 9, when it's spelled out the letter, when you look at box 8 and 9, which is the nose, the Hebrew word for nose is chotem. And chotem has a gematria of 58. And the reason we spell or use 58 is the spelled out connection in the ear that is connected to the nose is explaining why the ears and the nose and the mouth structure in our head is connected. If you didn't have the Eustachian tube that keeps the air pressure the same in your ears and in your mouth and nose, you would not, we would end up breaking our eardrums. It's healthy to have it, and we're using this connection. You'll also notice that the right ear spelled out form of the tetragrammaton is really unusual because the two heys have different spelling. One is hey yud and one is hey hey. And normally we always put them the same. But this idea teaches us about the ear, about Bina, that it's not Hachma, and that there is a lowering, but it's a slight lowering. It's not the complete lowering. Box number 7 is the left ear. Box number 8 and 9 is the nose. And you'll see when you look at these, all of a sudden we're back to the spelling of the hays being the same. And what is the gematria of this spelling is 63, which is the gematria of, or the number that is connected to the Sefirah of Bina. So that we see that the ears and the nose, and ultimately we'll look and see the mouth, are all related to this idea of the connection to the ear, to Bina, all connected through these gematria. And when you do this, you do the right nostril first and then the left nostril. Box number 10 is the mouth. And the mouth is the malchut of the head. So we have the right brain Chachma, the left brain Bina, the eyes representing Chachma, the ears Bina, the nose represents Zeranpin or Tiferet, and then the mouth is Malchut. And how do we arrive at Malchut? If you look at the tetragrammaton and the echie that is there, you have 63 plus 21 is 84. Plus the kolel makes 85, which is how you spell the word mouth, peh in Hebrew. Now, if you look underneath the tetragrammaton, you see 5 groups of Hebrew letters. These 5 groups represent different locations in the mouth that create the pronunciation. I forget the names of them, but you have a palate, you have your teeth, you have your lips, you have the back of the throat, that's 4. And I'm missing one. I forget.
The tongue?
The tongue isn't part of the discussion. If you look at a bay, the last group, you're talking with your lips. The vav is with your teeth more so, that group. The dalid, you're right, it's the tongue, but it's a different, they have a different idea of it in the Hebrew. The gimel is back towards the back of the throat, and then the guttural level, which is even deeper in the throat. But these 5 areas of the mouth, these groups of letters, is one of the methods of substituting letters. So if you see an aleph, you can always substitute as a chet or a hey or an ayin for an aleph. And obviously you change the word when you do that. But concealed in every Hebrew letter is this unity of all the other Hebrew letters through letter substitution. And this is just one of them representing a healthy mouth, ear, nose relationship. In box number 11, we're now into the body. The word hesed has a gematria 72, which is chachma, but on a lower level. Hesed, meaning love, loving kindness. That represents the right arm. 12 is the left arm, Givura. The gematria of Givura is 216, the number of letters in the 72 names of God, as we will discuss in a little bit. Box number 14, the right leg. Now, the leg goes from your diaphragm to your knee, not the leg like we think of the leg. Box number 15, the left leg, again, it's from your diaphragm on the left side of your body to your knee. So you're essentially going through all of the digestive organs between between Netzach and Hod, to heal all of those digestive organs. Box number 16 is your reproductive organs, the male and female sex organs, the Sephirah of Yesod. But it's also your spine that is the foundation of the support of your body. So when you're looking at box number 16, start at the front with your sex organ, but go underneath your body mentally, between the bottom of the trunk of your body, and then up your spine to the skull, and then back down the spine and back around. That represents a direct light and returning light. The box number 17, you'll notice, has no vowels, but it has the unity of the tetragrammaton and the word Adonai within this connection. And Malchut should never be separated from Zeranpin. It should never be separated. There's always unity between Malchut and the Zeranpin, as much as we are able to create that. This meditation, we do it within the Anabah Koach. We do it right now during the month of Kislev. We do it in the second verse. Next month in Tevet, we will change it to a different verse, which will be the first verse. Every month of the year has its own verse, its own verse that we meditate with, that we stop and do this meditation. Later on, as you become more advanced, you can learn to use the Tikkun HaNefesh as an additional, very productive meditation. But initially, what we're talking about within the Anabah Koach is what I am teaching you right now. Does anybody have any questions?
Is Tikkun Nefesh? What is Nefesh again?
Nefesh is the lowest level of soul. It represents your life force energy. And Nefesh is the white cell in your blood.
Hanoch, I have a question.
Go ahead.
We were talking last week, and I just want to make sure I have this correct. We start, when we do the entire Tikkun HaNefesh, we start at the bottom, or do we start at the top? Because I remember last week we spoke about something, and I asked a question, and you said about the tree, the roots starting at the bottom, but I don't know if that's for this or something other.
Well, you're confusing the two links that I spoke to you about last Sunday.
Okay.
Those two links are the two diagrams. The Tikkun HaNefesh, you started the Keter and worked down.
Okay.
Through this process of the 17 boxes. And why there are 17, because 17 is the gematria of good, Tov. The one we were talking about when you asked that question was the other diagram, which represents, it's not called the Tikkun HaNefesh, it's a different diagram, doesn't have a specific name, other than it's the Tree of Life, and you start at Malchut and work up. They are for two different purposes. One is for climbing the tree. That is the meditation with the word Ani. One is for healing of your soul and body. That is what we're looking at today, that we've been doing for many years within the Dhyana Bekoa. I hope it's clear.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? Okay, we're now moving on to something, and we don't, I'll probably repeat this, but it's always good to hear this. The next class is class number 4 in the basic series. And in that basic series, when we get to this class, we always talk about the splitting of the Red Sea, of the Yam Suf. People know it is the Red Sea, but that's a corrupted translation. People know it as the Reed Sea, because now that they've recognized it's the Red Sea is a corrupted translation, they figured let's do the Reed Sea, but that's also a corrupted translation. Yam Suf, the word Yam means sea. No argument with that.
Y-A-M.
Y-A-M.
Y-A-M-C.
The word Suf comes from the Shoresh, the root, that means end, Sof. Sof is the end, as in the endless world called the End Sof. The world, the endless world, the world without end. Hello. Good, how are you? Just a bit. So the word Yam Suf translates as the sea of end. And this gives you a totally different, true understanding of what the whole idea of splitting the Yam Suf is all about. When you split the Yam Suf, you're splitting your end. You're splitting your limitations. You have created an end with the limitations that you create. And so when we have this idea of the picture we've been given in the Midrashim and in the Torah, where the children of Israel have left Egypt and Pharaoh is coming after them, and they have reached the sea, the Yam Suf, the sea of limitation. And Pharaoh wants to take them back into slavery. And on the right and left of them, there are wild animals ready to kill them and tear them to pieces. And if they go ahead, they're going to drown. It appears to them from the physical level that there is nowhere to go. And what do you do when you have nowhere to go in your own personal life, when things seem just unbelievably complicated and you don't have a solution? What do you do?
You connect with Hashem.
You ask help. Okay. You cry out to God. It's a natural human response, even for the atheists and the agnostics, who always, the semi-joke is that there are no atheists or agnostics in foxholes. When you feel it threatened to the point of your life, you're going to cry out to God. Except there's one problem. In chapter 14 is this description, chapter 14 of Exodus, as this description of standing in front of the Yam Suf, Moses, the people cried out to God. What does God say to Moses? Ma titzach alai. Why are you crying to me? Move forward. And that's the lesson for us in all of our lives.
Move forward.
Take a step. As the Midrash describes, God said to Moses, why are you crying to me? Move forward. Implying, I've given you the tools. You have the tools. You have the Anabakoa. And I'm about to explain to you the 72 names of God. You have the tools. Move forward. Take a step. What happened, according to the Midrash, is the head of the tribe of Judah, whose name was Nachshon ben Amaminadav, he stepped into the sea, but nothing happened. And he kept walking forward in the sea, getting deeper and deeper. It came up to his knees. Nothing happened. Came up to his waist. Nothing happened. Came up to his neck, nothing happened. He kept walking forward and it came up to his mouth. It covered his mouth, nothing happened. And just as it was about to enter his nostrils, representing, as we learned in the discussion of the Tikkun HaNefesh, to enter the nostrils represents Zeran Pin. It was about to leave the physical world in the context of Sefirot. The sea, the Yam Suf, split. The limitations disappeared.
As he was
walking forward,
covered up almost to his nose.
His certainty was, I'm risking my life. I'm willing to do what is the most difficult. It's to die. I'm willing to go and drown if I have to. That's how you break your own limitations. You do what is the most difficult. We'll discuss that more in a few weeks. Actually, well, more in 2 weeks. But this is the idea of the splitting of the Yam Suf, the separation into the different tribes of Israel. It wasn't that there was one splitting where the ocean split, as in the movie The Ten Commandments. The sea split into 12. It split into one for each tribe. It split into one for each month, because in the Hebrew calendar, as we will speak of in a number of weeks, this Hebrew calendar represents 12 different cleansing mechanisms, energy that we have to face. Those 12 represents the different emotions, the different boundaries that we have in our world and in our bodies.
The calendar represents that?
Yes, the calendar represents that.
Okay.
the essence of this lesson, as we start to approach the 72 names of God, is to have certainty. To know that Hashem is with you. And whatever decision you make in any conflict, in any difficulty in your life, take a step forward because Hashem is helping you. Having that certainty is what creates the breaking of the limitations that is only an illusion. You created those limitations, but that is your illusion. There really is no limitations. It's just we see this illusionary world and we think there is a limitation. I have to earn a living. I can't just sit and study. Yes, that's true. Or is it? There are many stories of how the sages would become so connected to Hashem that food would just arrive at their table. One of their students would bring a meal for them. They did not have to work for their living. That's not true for each of us because we all have different tikkunim. So I'm not saying to anybody, don't work for a living, but understand the process, and we have to learn our own tikkun. But we have to break out of our limitations in order to learn our own tikkun.
Can I please ask a definition in my brain of tikkun?
Correction.
Correction.
Cleansing any mistakes.
Thank you.
So I'm going to pass out a chart on the 72 names. There's another chart on the website that has a purple background and has different colors of the letters. I'm not going to explain any of the names this week. We don't have the time. But I'm going to explain that you're looking at 72 names, which is one name. You're looking at 72 distinct levels of consciousness that is reunified. So when we connect to the Hebrew letters in this chart, we are connecting to the unification, to one thing, not 72. So we always scan them, starting right to left, top to bottom. And we do this after we do the seven verses of the Ana Bekoach and before we do the eighth verse of the Ana Bekoach, the one that is silent. Remember, the eighth verse, as we discussed, grounds the energy. And when you connect to these 72 names of God, you're connecting to great, intensive energy. And if you don't have the vessel for it, you need to ground that excess energy that you've drawn through your eyes when you've looked at these letters. We'll go into more detail next week about some of these 72 names or more of these 72 names. And there is a second set of names that I'm not giving you a chart for yet. We will discuss that next week. Does anybody have any questions? Have a beautiful, beautiful week. I wish you all shalom. Much peace and happiness.
Shavua Tov.
We'll speak next week at this time.
Okay, Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov. Thank you.
You're welcome.